Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and we are covering now Chapter 10, which is Artificial Intelligence and Logistics. We are covering specifically the warehouse automation and management. The topics we are covering here is Introduction to Warehouse Management Systems, AI-driven warehouse automation, inventory management and forecasting with AI, drones and aerial inventory scanning, AI in order fulfillment and packaging, leading AI platforms for warehouse management, and finally, we will summarize the learning from the chapter. So, introduction to warehouse management system. A warehouse management system is a specialized software that controls and optimizes the movement, storage, and tracking of goods within the warehouse. So, it basically tracks all the material which is coming into the warehouse, where they are being stored, how long they are being stored, and when they are being issued. Also, it helps follow certain policies that the organization may have, something like first in, first out, so that whenever you are issuing the material which came in first is the first to be issued. It manages operations from product intake to dispatch, forming a core component of modern supply chain. So, what are the benefits of a warehouse management system? It increases the inventory accuracy. Now, inventory accuracy, you can also do it with an ERP system, because that also tracks the inventory in an ERP. But in addition, it also improves the fulfillment speed, because you are also storing the location where a material is stored. In a vast warehouse with hundreds or thousands of items, it may be difficult to pick the material, which may be spread across the warehouse. So the speed of fulfillment can be improved with the information which is provided by the WMS or warehouse management system. Enhances the responsiveness to the market shift and critical across sectors like e-commerce, manufacturing, and logistics. E-commerce, because again, you have very wide variety and complexity of materials, etc. Even in manufacturing, if you look at an automobile industry, there are hundreds and thousands of components or parts which go into a vehicle. So you need to have a proper WMS system for warehousing of the spares, components, etc. So why is WMS essential? Manual processes in warehouses lead to inefficiencies. Inefficiencies in tracking the material, in storing the material, in recording where the material is stored, even the issue of the material. A WMS addresses this by automating tasks and providing real-time visibility. So it will tell you in real time what is the total stock you have, where the material is placed. So if you want to know a particular material where it is stored, it will tell you all the batches of that material and the locations where it is stored. What are the advantages? Improves efficiency, automates tasks like inventory tracking, picking, packing. So we saw this, that when you have an order fulfillment and you have to pick the material, with a WMS system, it is very easy to pick the material and pack it, because it's very easy to retrieve the material when you have the exact location. Enhances accuracy, reduces human error in stock count and order processing. Saves time and cost, because it speeds up the operations and minimizes the labor cost. In spite of that, sometimes the manual operations still requires a lot of effort, even with a WMS system. Supports scalability, helps businesses handle growing inventory and order volumes. So, good thing is, with a WMS system, you can keep on expanding your operations using the same system. Provides real-time data, enables better decision-making with up-to-date inventory information. We already talked about this. What are the core functionalities of WMS? So one is inventory management, real-time tracking of stock levels, their location and the movement. So movement in terms of whenever you are placing the material into the racks or the bins. Likewise, when you are moving them out, that means when you are picking it for invoicing purpose. Cycle counting without disrupting operations. So you can even during the physical inventory, it's much easier to locate the materials, count them for audit purpose. Inventory audits that ensure regulatory and financial accuracy, which we just talked about. Order management. So systematic processing and prioritization of customer orders. So you can process the orders in a much faster way. You can prioritize the orders, customer orders because of quick location of the material, mainly through efficient picking and packing of the orders guided by the digital workflows, and support from batch picking, wave picking, and order consolidation. Order consolidation is where the same customer has ordered a number of items. So you are picking those all the items, consolidating it into a single consignment. Receiving and put away. So when you are receiving material in the warehouse and you have to put them away into the rack. So this is the receiving part, the inward part. So streamlines inbound shipment via scanning and automated logging. No manual inputs are required when you are using RFID or scanning like barcode, etc. Suggests optimal storage zones to improve the space utilization. So when you have the dimension of a particular article, it will also tell you which is the most optimal place to store it. So what you can do is the smaller items can be stored, on higher levels or in smaller racks, whereas the larger items are stored at lower levels and in bigger racks, where the dimensions need to be accommodated. So accelerates product availability and reduces dock congestion. It ensures faster movement of goods, both inward as well as outward. Core functions, again, shipping and return management. So coordinates packaging, labeling, carrier selection, and scheduling. So WNS actually helps you with all these activities. So we already talked about the picking. We talked about the consolidation, the packaging, labeling. Labeling is required because even when you hand over the material to a transporter, the destination, the customer to whom the material has to go, and the customer may have their own request in terms of the kind of labeling which is required and certain information which may be required. Like, there are customers who will say the product description should be there as per how the customer classifies it, or the shelf life of the material needs to be mentioned, or the batch number needs to be mentioned. So all these labeling requirement also needs to be complied with. Ensure accuracy in deliveries to reduce customer dissatisfaction. In the manual system, this is one of the irritants, because many a times the wrong material goes to the wrong customer. So you need to be very careful, and WNS partly helps you these in this particular area to ensure that the errors can be reduced. Manage returns, inspections, restocking, disposal, or reprocessing. So whenever there is a customer return, then you need to inspect it. In case the material is good, then it needs to be restored, refurbished, restocked, or if it cannot be used and it needs to be disposed of or reprocessed, appropriate action needs to be taken. Labor management dynamically assigns tasks based on skill sets and workload. So there may be certain picking operations, which may be done manually, or some operations which may require a reach truck. A reach truck is basically a battery-operated forklift, which can actually access material which are stored higher up in the racking system. So the system can dynamically assign tasks to various resources within the warehouse. tracks productivity and highlights training needs. So it will also track the productivity based on the work which has been assigned, and it will track who has done how much work or what is the volume of work executed by various resources. Improves labor efficiency with performance dashboard. So, you know, with this kind of information, WNS system helps you to track the labor efficiency. Analytics and integration. Real-time dashboards and performance KPIs. That is, what is the pickup rate? What is the order cycle time? That means from the time the order came till the time the order was invoiced or it was shipped out. So this is the order cycle time, the fulfillment time. Forecasting based on historical demand data. Although forecasting is not exactly part of the WNS, because forecasting is part of the supply chain, and it is the beginning of the supply chain process because it starts triggering the procurement, etc. But forecasting also plays a role here, because based on the forecast, purchase orders are issued, and based on the purchase orders, material will be received. So these need to be monitored by the WNS system. Integrates with ERP and TMS to ensure supply chain continuity. So we have seen in the previous chapter that all the information regarding the inventory, regarding the goods which are on order, goods which are going to be received, so all this information is available in the ERP system, including purchase orders, etc. So the WNS system is integrated with the ERP system for seamlessly exchange of or interchange of data. And also it is integrated with the TMS system, which is the transport management system, since it is integrated to carry out the logistics part of the the supply operation. So what are the types of warehouse management systems? So one is standalone warehouse management system. Manages core warehouse functions independently, easiest to deploy and cost effective for smaller operations, lacks integration with broader enterprise system, and use case small to medium businesses with focused warehouse needs. So these kind of systems are used in third-party logistics providers. So here what happens is that the company does not own the warehouse, but the company is using the services of a third-party logistics partner. And hence, the ERP system is not integrated in the WMS system. So what they do, whenever material is transferred to the warehouse, let's say there is an incoming material, they will record the material which is coming in, they will store it, and then they will issue the material. So here, it's a standalone module. It can be integrated with a TMS or need not be even integrated with TMS, but it is certainly not integrated with the ERP system, which is the reason we call it a standalone system. Cloud-based WMS, accessible from any location, no local infrastructure required, subscription-based pricing, reduced capital expenditure, automatically updated with latest features and patches, and use cases, fast-growing or geographically distributed organizations. So cloud-based, again, we are talking of software as a service case, where you don't have to invest in the hardware, in software, etc. You pay for the solution as long as you are using it. And you are using the system, the WNS system, just as you would use a standalone system. This is the benefit of this kind of a system. So it's very easy to integrate or start using this kind of a system. And again, especially when you have got warehouses which are distributed across the country, you can use this kind of a system. And since it's cloud-based, the visibility is there. You can access it through your mobile devices or laptops, etc., and look at your stocks which are lying there and the transactions which are taking place. Like, for example, what is the volume or the value of material which has been shipped out during the day or during the month, etc. So types of warehouse management systems. The third is integrated WMS. So embedded within the ERP or supply chain management suites for seamless data entry, data flow. So this is the third type where the WMS is part of the ERP system, or it may be a third party WMS system which has been integrated into the ERP system that you already have. So this offers a unified operational visibility and reporting. The biggest advantage here is seamless flow of data. So whenever you transfer material from, let's say, your manufacturing site to the warehouse, seamlessly the material gets transferred and is visible in the WMS system. You don't require any other system to upload the inventory into the WMS system. So requires longer implementation cycles, but yields enterprise-wide efficiencies. So typical ERP system, of course, ERP systems are also today based on the cloud, etc. But these require a much more detailed effort for implementation. So use case, enterprises managing complex or multi-node supply chains. Custom WMS. So tailor-made to reflect unique workflows and industry-specific demands. Scalable, modifiable, and optimized for long-term differentiation. So many of the WMS are a standard kind of a module which can be customized to operate in different environment. So whether you're operating in volume-based systems or number-based system, or weight-based system, that means the material being stored can be either in terms of volume, like liters, etc., or can be in kgs, or it can be in terms of numbers. But when you talk of custom WMS, these are custom-made or designed for a specific kind of a industry. So these are scalable, modifiable, and they are used for long-term differentiation. Higher upfront investment, because these are created specifically for your industry. They are not a standard type of a WMS, which can be implemented and customized. So what are the use cases here? Large operations with niche requirement and long-term vision. So you have a niche industry which has got a very, very specific kind of a requirement for WMS. So in such cases, you may have to go for this kind of a customized WMS system. Integration with procurement, order fulfillment, and transport. So a warehouse management system functions as a digital backbone of the supply chain. We have seen this because it's crucial for tracking the inventory and also for the last mile delivery. So receiving the raw material or the components on the inward logistics, as well as for the order fulfillment, which is the outward logistics. So it integrates with procurement, order fulfillment, and transport systems to ensure real-time data flow, responsiveness, and efficiency. Self-explanatory. This synchronization enables informed decisions, proactive operations, and superior customer service across the chain because of transparency, visibility, etc. Integration with procurement, order fulfillment, and transport. So integration with procurement, a WMS integrates with procurement system to ensure the warehouse has the right inventory at the right time. Inventory forecasting, WMS analyzes historical trends to anticipate demand, which are seasonal, spikes in winter coats, etc. So these are examples given of how the winter coat, the demand will spike in the winter season. It needs to be integrated because whenever any material is received at the warehouse, like for example, a supplier is delivering material, the warehouse, before it can accept the material, has to look at the purchase order. So they will look at the invoice or the delivery challan, they will look at the purchase order and see, first, the purchase order has to be there. The description of the item which has been ordered has to match. The quantity has to match. So in case the quantity is higher than what has been ordered, then it needs to be flagged. It can be lower because multiple deliveries can be made to fulfill the same order. So integration with the procurement is necessary of the WMS system. Automated reordering. So when stock dips below a threshold, WMS raises purchase order, reducing human delays. Generally, WMS system does not do the reordering. The reordering is still taken care of by the ERP system, which is part of the supply chain management. But it's possible that there are some systems, WMS systems, where this functionality is also being incorporated. Supplier coordination shares data like delivery window and storage needs, supporting efficient inbound logistics. So depending upon the nature of the material, the WMS system also recommends the storage conditions. Now, you know, there are some materials which need to be stored at certain temperature. So you may have a cold chain warehouse, or there may be a portion of the warehouse where there is a special temperature controlled zone. So certain materials will need to be stored in this part of the warehouse because it cannot be subjected to high temperatures, etc. Also, there are large items, you know, which will not fit into the regular storage racks. So again, there needs to be a special requirement in such cases. So this is where the WMS system can help. So the result is improved inventory balance, less overstocking, and enhanced procurement agility. Integration with procurement, again, we are looking at integration with the order fulfillment. So we looked at the integration with the procurement. Now we are going to look at the order fulfillment. WMS plays a central role in making this process fast and accurate. So we have seen that warehouse is storing the raw materials as well as the finished goods. So the finished goods needs to be picked, consolidated, packed, and then invoiced for order fulfillment. So real-time order processing, WMS directs picking and packing. One example given is pick red sweater from aisle 5. Now, normally it is not all that simple. If you have really seen an industrial warehouse, there will be numerous amount of racks. And these racks are either identified by numbers or alphabets. Again, in the aisle, you will find that they are identified by the verticals, and within the vertical, they are further identified by the level at which the material is stored. So whether it is stored at the ground level or whether it is stored at the third level or the fifth level, that needs to be defined for effective picking to be done. Optimized routes minimizes travel within the warehouse and bundles orders by location. So we have talked about it in earlier chapter that how do you optimize the warehouse operations? You are placing materials which are heavy and materials which are frequently being issued nearer to the docking point. So even when the material is received, they don't have to travel long distances and they can be quickly stored near to the docking point. Likewise, even when you have to ship the material for order fulfillment or issue to the operations, they can be very easily issued without having to cover large distances. Unified data and tracking. So syncs with order systems for accuracy, updates customer with the real-time status. So normally, even the organization that I worked, we had a system that the moment invoice was generated, an electronic copy of the invoice would automatically go to the customer or the distribution channel partner. So they would immediately know that the material has been invoiced. And this used to be digitally signed. So it used to be as good as the final invoice. So this is the kind of a system that you can have with a WMS. Result: faster, error-free fulfillment with fewer returns and higher customer satisfaction. Integration with transport. So now we are coming to WMS integrating with TMS. A WMS integrates with transport management system to streamline the shipping. Carrier selection and scheduling, WMS auto-generates labels, selects courier, for example, local carrier for the same day delivery. So many cases, you know, the company or the business may have contract for various regions with different carriers. So if you're shipping to the western region, it could be one carrier. For northern region, it could be another carrier. For specific area, for example, you have to ship material to, let's say, Manipur or Nagaland or so, then it could be very specific carriers who will. Now, these can be configured in your WMS or the TMS system, so that whenever there is a consignment for these particular areas, it will automatically choose the delivery agent. Likewise, if it is a local carrier, then you may have a contract carrier who handles your local delivery within the 50-mile radius or so. So this can be managed. Route optimization. So works with TMS to minimize the delivery distances and fuel use, which we have already seen in the transportation and the logistics management. Example given is IKEA loads by drop order. And this is what we mentioned, that the first location where the material is to be delivered will be loaded last. And the location which is going to be delivered last, those material will be stocked first. That means just behind the driver's cabin. Live tracking, customers receive real-time shipment updates, enhancing trust and delivery transparency. So we already talked about the invoice, and even they can further track the material with the help of the LR number, that is the lorry receipt number, or with the airway bill number, or the shipping bill of lading, as we call it. The result: cost-effective, reliable transport with improved service level. So let's look at some of the challenges faced by the WMS systems. So while WMS offers incredible benefits, it is not without challenge. So what are the challenges? Complexity of operations. Handling diverse products and high order volumes requires precise configuration. Missteps can result in costly errors. So even with the WMS system, we have experienced there used to be wrong deliveries. We used to follow the FIFO system, first in, first out. But many a times the older material remained in the warehouse, and the newer material would be the same material which the customer wants, but the later batch is wrongly dispatched. Integration difficulties. Legacy systems and diverse software environments make seamless connectivity difficult, often requiring custom solutions. So it's necessary that when you're choosing a WMS system, it has to be, especially when you're going to integrate it with your ERP system, one has to look at the compatibility. Because if they are not compatible, then you will have to spend money on trying to make them talk to each other, interface those systems. High initial cost. So significant investment in software, hardware, and setup can deter small to medium-sized enterprises. So small enterprises may not like to invest in these things because of the high capex, the capital expenditure, which is required initially. Data accuracy risks. So delayed or incorrect data disrupts inventory balance, leading to stockouts, overstocking, and misshipment. We have seen this happen in the legacy systems, where you find that the system shows that there is zero stock of one particular material, but physically stock of that material is available. On the other hand, there is another material which is showing in stock, but physically, there is no stock available. So these kind of data inaccuracies need to be tackled, and for that you need to have a physical stock taking and correction of the information which is contained in the WMS system. Adoption and change management, wider user training is essential. So for any system, the user training is necessary to derive the full benefit of the system. Scalability concerns, WMS must adapt to increased complexity and volume. Generally, if you're going for the WMS solutions, they are scalable. So if you decide to increase the volume of your warehouse or increase the number of warehouses, etc., the same system or solution can be scaled. But could be that in some cases there are certain limitations, especially when the storage types or conditions are varied. AI-driven warehouse automation. So as global supply chains grow more intricate and customer demand for rapid, precise delivery increases, warehouses are embracing AI-driven automation to stay competitive. So like every other area, WMS or warehouse automation is another area where AI is being implemented for strategic advantage. Advanced robotics, computer vision, and intelligent mobility systems are transforming traditional warehouse into agile, high-efficiency operations, and we will see how that is happening. AI enhances these systems by enabling robo to learn the warehouse environment, adapt to changes, and optimize their paths in real time. Types of warehouse robo. So you have the sorting robo, organize packages based on destinations or shipping methods. Picking robo. So this robo can, go and place the material in the various locations and also retrieve when you have to fulfill the order. So select items from the shelves and prepare the orders. And they can do this very, very efficiently. Palletizing robo. Stack and arrange products on a pallet for shipment. So let us say a customer has ordered 3 items or 4 items. These need to be picked, consolidated, palletized. And this is especially so when you are exporting the material, because when you are stuffing containers, etc., or even you are sending a less than container load, LCL cargo as we call it, you need to palletize them for efficient handling through forklift trucks, etc. So unlike when you send it by trucks, etc., palletizing is not very common in India when you're locally shipping it, because not many transporters have forklift trucks, not many customers also have forklift trucks. So unless it is a door-to-door delivery and the customer has material handling systems, they will not prefer material coming on pallets. So, but you have robo, which do the palletizing, so that it can be consolidated and ready for shipment. How AI-powered robotics and mapping work. So AI-driven robotics revolutionize warehouse navigation and decision-making. So like we have autonomous vehicles, etc., these are robo which, once instructed to go and put a material in a place or to retrieve the material, they will go and do the task as they are instructed. So it integrates real-time perception, intelligent planning, and autonomous adaptability. Dynamic mapping. Robots utilize sensors like lidar and vision cameras to build and continuously update real-time maps of shelves, aisles, and obstacles. For instance, if a box is left in a pathway, the robot instantly detects it and reroutes autonomously. So not only are they simply going and retrieving material, etc., but they are also in a position to sense. Like, for example, generally in warehouses, in a racking system, you are storing material on pallets. Now, for a particular product, let us say that there are 20 items which are lying on a pallet. So you want to retrieve only two numbers out of that. So when the robo is actually retrieving, this is where the visual sensors come into play, and they will pick only two numbers or two boxes from the pallet. And for that, it needs to have a computer vision to see how the packages are placed for purpose of retrieval. Path optimization. So AI algorithms calculate the most efficient travel paths, reducing energy consumption and congestion. Congestion because there could be similar other robo which are also moving, which may be either retrieving the materials for picking purpose, or they may be putting material onto the racks. So this is especially vital in large warehouses where travel efficiency directly impacts throughput and cost. The distance traveled will also be proportional to the energy consumption and indirectly cost. Inventory tracking. So as robo move items, onboard scanners log each change in position, ensuring inventory database reflect the exact physical location of goods at all times, minimizing losses and misplacement. So whenever it is storing a material, for example, you have received some material, a finished product, and it is being placed in one particular location inside the warehouse, the robo will place the material and it will immediately record the location of the material. So when it has to retrieve the material, when it has to pick the material, it knows exactly where this material can be found. So this is how it ensures that there is no misplacement of the material. It is recorded in the WMS system or the ERP system.